Tough with an update on weather. More rain in the forecast and a flash flood watch in effect. First day on 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. President Bush has declared a third of Indiana's counties disaster areas because of record flooding over the weekend. Bush ordered federal aid to supplement state and local funds in areas struck by severe storms and flooding that began on Friday. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels sent a letter to Bush requesting a major disaster be declared immediately. As much as 11 inches of rain swamped Indiana on Saturday, flooding homes, threatening dams, and closing several roads and highways. And more rain is on the way today. The heavy rains Saturday morning stretched into central Illinois, and some evacuations had taken place in the Moultrie County town of Lovington, which is now cleaning up once the water subsided. But observers are watching river levels as several inches of weekend rainfall drain away. ComEd crews worked overnight to restore power to about 15,000 Chicago-area customers who were still in the dark from weekend storms. Crews also worked to clear several downed high-voltage power lines that closed portions of Interstate 57 for the second day in a row yesterday. Teams from the National Weather Service spent yesterday surveying the damage from tornadoes. They want to study them to determine their intensity and path. Many of them hit the Richden Park and University Park areas of far southern Cook County. Mass transit systems, who have been waiting since January for promised state funding, will finally get their cash. Amanda Vinicky reports.
As part of a state bailout of the financially ailing Chicago Transit Authority, nearly 40 other transit systems across Illinois were in line to get more funding, too. Director of the Illinois Public Transportation Association, Linda Podesky, says it was a monumental deal for rural transit agencies. They also got permission to extend routes, which means they can serve more customers. However, the agencies haven't received the promised funds. Podesky says as a result, many rural systems had to borrow money to keep operating. She says rising gas prices have exacerbated the problem, as has implementing another part of the deal, giving all senior citizens free rides. She says a new state law will be a great help. It will get Downstate Transit and Northeastern Illinois' Regional Transportation Authority millions. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A spokesman is defending Governor Ral Blagojevich's proposal to move 100 Department of Transportation jobs out of Springfield and into southern Illinois. Brian Williamson says the move would bring, in his words, real jobs with real people spending real money to a region of the state that sorely needs it. In an ad in yesterday's editions of the State Journal Register, the mayor of Springfield scolded Blagojevich for the proposal to move the jobs. Tim Davlin says the transfer would hit Springfield the same way a mine closing would harm southern Illinois or a factory closing would affect Rockford. Money for the Sunday ad came from the Springfield Chamber of Commerce and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, among other groups. The southeastern Illinois town of Grayville once thought it was getting a state prison and hundreds of jobs to go along with it. While that never occurred, the community now hopes the state returns the land that was given for the project. Sean Crawford reports.
Despite over 5 years having passed since Governor Rod Blagojevich scrapped the Grayville Prison project, the state still holds title to nearly 250 acres there. The city bought the property and gave it to the state. Grayville also extended sewer and water lines to the site. Republican Senator John Jones says that location could be prime for commercial development if the state would just give it back. His legislation requiring the land be returned is on the governor's desk, and Jones says Blagojevich told him he'll sign it. Jones says looking back, he understands the governor's decision to halt construction on the prison.
I don't totally disagree with his decision. It was upsetting at the time, not only to me, but all the residents of southeastern Illinois. But, you know, we've still got prisons that's not completely full right now that we built new. And so maybe it was the right decision. The past is the past. We need to move forward, and we need to convey this to the city of Grayville.
Jones says there's been interest in the property, and the state owes the people of Grayville the opportunity to improve their local economy. I'm Sean Crawford.
A death row inmate, once known as the Bully of Toulon, has died in his cell at the Pontiac Correctional Center. Officials say Kurt Thompson was found dead Friday of an apparent suicide. The Livingston County coroner, Michael Burke, says autopsy results should be ready in about 3 weeks. Derek Schnapp is a spokesman for the Illinois Department of Corrections. He says Thompson lived in his cell alone. Thompson's wife, 66-year-old Virginia Thompson, died Wednesday at her home. Thompson received the death penalty in 2003 after he was convicted in the 2002 murders of a Stark County deputy and two of his neighbors. Schnapp says state police and the Department of Corrections are investigating Thompson's death. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 Central with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
At 7:35, meteorologist Scott Oltoff joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Water, water everywhere. Mm-hmm. And more to come, I guess, today.
Unfortunately, Jay, we're going to have some more rainfall over this afternoon through tonight, and that's where we have a flash flood watch in effect.
Pretty good tornado going across Interstate 57 up near the Manhattan-Monee area, which is south of Chicago, north of Kankakee.
Absolutely. It's actually Saturday. Six tornadoes on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I guess that one started in Livingston County and then went up there?
Yep. Wow. Went up to southern Cook County. So pretty amazing. I'll talk about that here at the end of the weather segment a little more in depth.
But first, more on the rains.
Yeah, right now we have some sun breaking through right now, which is good. It looks good out there, but it'll actually heat up the atmosphere and provide more chances